And now, as promised, here is Bill Resnick to talk with Heather Gautney about what's next in the movement that grew up in support of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. Bill.
Heather Gautney, welcome to KABU.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Heather Gautney, you wrote a book, Crashing the Party, from the Sanders campaign to a progressive movement. Tell us about your relationship to Bernie Sanders. It started quite a while ago.
Yeah, I started working for Bernie back in 2012 through an American Sociological Association fellowship, and I worked in his Senate office as a legislative aide. After that, I went back to my post at Fordham University. I'm a sociologist there, and when he decided to run for president in 2015, I served as a volunteer and worked on policy issues and also did some campaigning in South Carolina on the issue a free public higher education. After the primary ended, I was the Vermont representative to the platform committee, and it was around that time that Verso had approached me to write this book. So I started to write the book, thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. And then, of course, when Trump won, I had to reorient the book pretty much entirely. About 6 months later, I got a call from Warren Gunnels in the budget committee, and he asked me to work as a senior policy advisor to Bernie in the budget committee, which I did just this last year. And about a month ago, I took over as executive director at Our Revolution, which you will recall is a political organization that was inspired by the Bernie campaign.
You wrote the book, Crashing the Party, from the Bernie Sanders campaign to progressive movement. You wrote that along the way, wanting to get the book noticed and read and wanting to support alternative media. Heather Gautney and Verso Press made Crashing the Party available in our membership drive today and as a premium for new or renewing members. Heather, you've really seen it all, the rise of Bernie Sanders. You've seen it up close and personal. You know Bernie. He started as a virtual unknown, except, of course, on the left. He came within a whisper of winning the Democratic Party nomination and then U.S. presidency, and he did it running as a Democratic socialist. How did Bernie do it? Became the most popular politician in the United States. How did that all happen?
Well, I think one of the ways was that Bernie had, through his travels, really back when I was working in the Senate office in 2012, I think he started to realize that there were large numbers of people who identified as Democrat, but who had a progressive orientation, and they were not being represented in the establishment party. And some of them had, you know, a hope that Obama was going to represent progressive values, and obviously he was a big disappointment in that regard. So that was one of the ways, was his outreach to these large numbers of people, these progressives within, you know, who identified with the party. And if you recall, right before, in the months leading up to the primary, some of those progressives were trying to get Elizabeth Warren to run. So that was also an indication that there were a large numbers of people who did not support a Clinton nomination. The other thing I think that's really important is that Bernie's been working on this issue of getting money, big money, out of politics for a long time. And after the Citizens United decision and the flood of money into our campaign system, there were large numbers of people in the country were interested, or at least alerted to the fact that the system was being corrupted in a really significant way. So I think that was another aspect of his campaign. You know, he announced very early on, Bernie's never taken money from corporations or from super PACs, you know, or had a super PAC, none of these things. It's obviously now well known that his average campaign donation was $27, and it was a remarkable, historic campaign in that regard. And I think that really resonated with the American public, that here was this guy who came along and was able to raise large amounts of money and expand his reach without being corrupted by corporate money. And of course, that was juxtaposed opposed to Hillary Clinton, who has long ties to Wall Street and Walmart and, you know, every major big money establishment entity that you can imagine.
Also, it seems to me Bernie began concentrating a lot of effort on talking about economic inequality and the way the rich were enriching themselves at the expense of everybody else. And it seems to me that also resonated. He's very eloquent in pointing it out and sincere, and he had a huge amount of drive, and people loved him.
Yeah, his authenticity is very obvious. Bernie goes to an event and he doesn't talk for 15 minutes and then, you know, shake hands and smile. He gets up for a solid hour or more, gives a stump speech that's substantive, and says, this is what we're going to do to try to represent the working people of America and buck the control of corporate interests in pretty much every facet of American life. Knowing him personally, having worked for him on and off like I have, he's the real deal. What you see is what you get with Bernie. He doesn't like hobnobbing with celebrities. He doesn't go to fancy restaurants, right? He's just a very straightforward, uncorrupted person. And I think that aspect of his personality was really on display during the primary. And that, of course, resonated with people. The other part of what you were saying about his appeal to economic issues, the financial crisis was not that long ago. Seems like it's in the rearview mirror, but it's really not. Right. It was 2007, 2008, a major crash. And there were so many people hurting from that. So I think that Bernie's message targeting Wall Street, targeting the dynamics in our major institutions like housing, like education, the financialization, basically, of these major institutions and turning them into profit-making entities, that's something that came to a head in 2007, 2008. And Bernie came along and said, you know, Wall Street is profiting off of these institutions that should be public good. And education should be a public good. Everyone deserves the right to a home, healthcare,
and a decent job, and a social safety net.
Right. The list goes on. And the fact that pharmaceutical companies are making a killing off of prescription drugs while senior citizens can't get a hold of the medicines that they need. These are outrages. And I think Bernie really tapped into various ways in which these fundamental institutions in America had been turned into profit-making machines. And he really thought and continues to seek to reverse that and to bring them back into public control.
And he ran as a Democratic socialist, which lots of people thought would be the kiss of death and would ruin him, and advised him against it. I don't want to celebrate Bernie. Bernie is also the product of all those movements that preceded him, like Occupy and the anti-globalization and Black Lives Matter. You talk about that some in the book. Feminist struggles, 15 now. There were so many mobilizations by the left in that period, which sensitized a lot of people. But Bernie was partly a product of the movement, but he was also a sort of magnificent politician. He ran as a Democratic socialist. What do you make of that, and how a lot of the American people supported him?
You know, I think that he did an excellent job of concretizing what that means. And that's something actually that I try to do in chapter two of the book. What falls under this moniker? You know, what does this mean? And in his stump speeches, in pretty much everything he does, he lays out what a democratic socialist platform would entail for everyday people. What kind of education system would that mean? What kind of jobs programs would that involve? How would, you know, the climate crisis be addressed? You know, I thought of democratic socialism in these terms of that he was presenting a holistic, integrated social and political system, that aspects of this system had existed in the United States at different parts in our history and fought for by social movements and especially by workers and poor people. And over time, those benefits and that safety net has worn away through really, I think, successive losses by movements and, of course, the concentration of wealth and power in elites and corporations.
Heather Gauntney, it's a membership drive here. You and Verso Press, you've given us a lot of copies of Crashing the Party, your book, From the Sanders Campaign to a Progressive Movement. We're going to have to go on to our membership drive and other parts of the Old Mole Variety Hour. We'll be talking next week about the movements that Bernie and the campaign and you as the now one of the lead people in our revolution are building, and with some successes, in fact, over the last months. So thanks a lot for talking to us. We'll also talk about the role of the media in getting the word out and building a left, in acquainting people with Bernie Sanders. That happened on KABU frequently, and also the left press and also the social media. That led to his victory in early primaries, and then he became a national figure. It was actually just a sort of a spectacular and exciting development. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We'll talk again in the coming week, and you'll be on next Monday.
Wonderful. Thank you.
The revolution starts now.